We're talking with Paul McLean. And Paul, I don't know if you started or your church started the project for the Christmas dinner, Carols and Christmas Dinner, coming up on Sunday, December 25th. And that will be at the Hope Community Church. And
that's great. Yeah.
And Hope Community Church. So tell us about that. It used to be the Catholic Church in Lenoxville. It's right on the corner of Queen and College. And I guess your church has purchased the church and the facilities?
Yeah, that's right. We are formerly Huntingville Community Church. We were located in Huntingville.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our dreams and desires was to move a little closer to town.
Right.
And just be able to serve the community a little bit better. And that was on a just being closer to the people. So we were at one point in time looking, I guess last fall, we were looking at a an expansion project, trying to make and better our facilities out in Huntingville.
Okay.
And about that time, we heard that the Catholic Church was for sale, so we made some inquiries, and lo and behold, last spring, we ended up making the purchase. Our offer was the successful bid, so we have had that facility now since, I think, the month of April or May, and we've done extensive renovations to the manse, and put in some students that are associated with the church, the Bible bookstore, Inspirations, which mm-hmm. is on the main floor, and we have our food bank downstairs, and the main offices of the Brethren Association, Brethren Churches of Quebec, down on the first floor, and just then we've renovated the lower floor, the basement area of the church, and that's where we're meeting presently. And that is where we're having one of our first big community events, which is our Christmas dinner. So we have this facility, we're in town, and we said, let's celebrate. And so we're going to celebrate Jesus' birthday on the 25th. And we're inviting anyone that's interested in coming, and maybe his family that can't make it home for Christmas, or they're on their own, whatever. We want to make it, want to invite them to join our family Christmas morning. So at about 10:30 in the morning, the door's open, and by 11, we'll be singing some Christmas carols and doing some of the traditional scripture readings, and then having some turkey and all that good stuff.
That sounds like a wonderful project. So basically, yeah. It's for anybody that's alone during the Christmas time, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, some of the folks in our church have volunteered their time. I'm going to be there with my family and a few others, and we want to really host and invite people, just real casual, real easy going, and it's sort of Christmas morning, so you can show up in your pajamas if you want. We won't say no, but we know that sometimes Christmas can be a lonely time, or mm-hmm. when family's not close by for various reasons and separation of distance, so we just thought we would try to make it a fun celebration time for everyone. So that's the plan, and I know our ladies that in our kitchen are real good cooks, and we got a whole bunch of turkeys being cooked and getting ready, and pounds and pounds of potatoes and carrots and all that good stuff. So yeah,
okay.
That should be fun.
Sounds really wonderful. Is there a charge for the meal for anybody?
No, not at all. It's our gift. It's a birthday celebration in this time of a year. Lots of people try to go happy holidays, and we want to go the other way and say happy birthday, Jesus. So it's a birthday celebration. So our present to anyone that decides to show up is a nice meal, and I think we even might even have some Christmas baking wrapped up as a little gift for a few folks. So yeah, so it's a birthday party and lots of fun. So we're inviting you to come to a birthday party at our church.
Wonderful. Now, are you looking for donations, so for instance, baked goods, turkeys, anything like that from the community?
No. The good folks in our media community and some others, actually, we have a couple churches just cutting out there on my phone. Someone's calling me, but
mm-hmm.
Couple churches have contributed, and we really want to make this a gift to anybody that wants to come. Now, if people want to make a contribution,
mm-hmm.
they can always consider donating to the food bank, because we can always use more contributions at our food bank, which is well used and well-served at this time of year. So,
okay, the Cornerstone Food Bank, and that definitely will go to needy families in the community, I guess, at this holiday time. Now, if somebody needs transportation or if they need some information, we have a couple of numbers.
That's correct. You can call the church office and leave your information there, and we'll call you back. You can call me. My cell phone is 819-820-5932, and we'll take your name and we'll transport you if you're within transportable distance on Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
And any other information, be happy to answer any questions.
Good. And the number of the church, I believe, is 819-822-2627.
You got it.
Okay, anything else you'd like to add before we go, Paul?
Oh, Merry Christmas to everyone. Have a wonderful, happy holiday season. It's good, safe holiday season. And thank you for taking the time to find out about our event.
Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.